99.9 Radio USA. Creeping there. It's Eric Church at 6:52, and it's 19 degrees. More great music on the way. Zach Brown Band Sweet Annie is coming up. But right now, it's time to get weird. The Weird News is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. A Wisconsin sixth grader is showing his dedication to the Green Bay Packers by wearing quarterback Aaron Rodgers' jersey for more than 1,000 consecutive days and counting. According to WKBT Television, David Peel got the jersey a few years ago for Christmas, and he's been wearing it now every day for nearly 3 years, and he plans to keep going until he reaches a total of 4 years. It hasn't always been easy for David as the sole cheesehead in his family. The rest of his family are Viking fans. His dad said that they tried to convert him at first, but just went along with it once they realized that he was a lost cause. But wearing the same shirt for, it's going to be 4 years. I hope he lets his mom wash it occasionally. How about this one? Here's a UPS driver celebrating 51 years of accident-free driving. According to the Detroit Free Press, Tom Camp has logged close to 1,000,000 miles since he started with the delivery company back in 1962, and every one of those miles has passed without an accident. The 73-year-old has had his share of close calls, he says, but the key to keeping a clean driving record is simply paying attention to what other drivers are doing. He advises others to stay focused out there and drive defensively. And he says it's very important to leave enough space between the car in front of you and you. After 51 years behind the wheels, he says he has no plans to retire because he'd be bored with all the free time. Wow. And one more for you this morning. Bicycle riders at a college in Iowa apparently have to start keeping their eyes open for squirrely bike vandals. Matt Strum, a math professor at Iowa Lakes Community College, tells the Sioux City Journal that he called police after his bike seat, tires, headlight, and taillight were repeatedly damaged last week. But not long after the cops took down all the information about the crime, a fellow instructor spotted a squirrel gnawing on one of Strum's tires. Well, Matt quickly started spreading the word about the incident to his colleagues via email, identifying the culprit as, quote, the meanest squirrel you've ever seen. A squirrel? Could a squirrel chew through a bike tire? I suppose. I don't know why he would, but that's your weird news this morning. It's 6:55.
Prices are falling. Get